think so. Yeah, I think they proved that they're a top. You know, I don't think they haven't lost a game, have they, in the seven games. Europe's been a stroll really for them, and such a good squad now. I think they've done really well. I mean, last year they nearly won the league last year without a striker.
Yeah.
And now they've got Costa and Fabregas as well. So they've really improved, and I think they're going to take some catching.
And how do you approach a game like this? Is it wrong to try and focus too much on the players they've got? You'd have sleepless nights, wouldn't you?
Yeah, we don't. I think you've got to concentrate on your own team. Really, we're disappointed to have lost Scott Dan like we did early on at Hull, but somebody else will come in and fill the role, and we just got to concentrate on the lads. You know, we're going to be under a lot of pressure. They've got world class players all over the show, but I think that we can cause them problems as well at times. You know, so it's not going to be just thinking about stopping them. I think we've got to work out how we can sort of create as well.
And Jose Mourinho, like yourself, he's an outgoing, at times controversial figure. How do you view him?
No, I mean, I'm a big fan of Jose, obviously. Since he came into the country, I remember looking at him thinking, what a good-looking so-and-so he is, when I was at Sheffield. But he's proved time and again now that he knows what he's doing. The big games, he comes up with tactics when people are writing him off. And the players want to play for him. I think that's what I like about him. The players themselves want to play for him. You don't hear, your Frank Lampards and John Terrys and that. They love him, and they know that they do the job and he'll look after him. And I think that's shows what sort of strengths he has.
Interestingly, a moment ago you mentioned Brian Clough and how he compares to him.
But I just think as a character, I mean, Brian, I thought, should have managed England on numerous occasions. Probably we all know why he didn't, but. He was another one that thought a lot about the game, but he was a players' manager as well, and he didn't get as close as Jose does to his players. But I just felt they have the same outlook. They want to win everything, and I think Jose's come over here and quite easily could have gone elsewhere. He'd come back again for the second time, and he's determined to put everything right and win the league, and he'll not be far away.
I think it's 10 years since the Arsenal Invincibles. Are we right to talk about Chelsea in that kind of light?
I think so, yeah. I do think so. They've already been to City, haven't they? So I look at them, you can't really see much of a weakness anywhere. They're strong everywhere. I think every one of their players would get in your team. And most of the backup would as well. So it's a fabulous squad they've got. But the Premier League is such that anybody can beat anybody else on a bad day for the top teams and a good day for yourselves. And we've got to try and hope that is what happens on Saturday.
Yeah, it's a challenge. And for you, I mean, when you left Leeds, did you think that's it? Could you see yourself coming back at a position like this?
Well, I was disappointed to leave Leeds, really, because I felt we were very, 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 very close in the summer before I left. If we'd have invested in two or three, quicker players, we would have had a great chance. So that it was disappointment, really. That, and I've had quite a number of offers to come back in to the game, but never felt really right. But this was a no-brainer, really. The Palace thing. I know I wasn't the main, contender or target for the club, but I didn't want to see them in a mess. I wanted to help out, and that's what I'm doing. I'm doing my best while I'm here.
Has it reinvigorated you at the age of, what is it, 65 now?
Yeah, I mean, it's such a smashing club, you can't help but being invigorated. When you come out of the tunnel at Selhurst, it is something special. And I'm sure the lads, that's what they, you dream about, things like this. Full house Chelsea, fabulous occasion.
Beating Chelsea last year, obviously you won here, but will that mentally help the players?
I think so. I mean, I've beaten them before as well, but I didn't mention it in the press conference.
Just remind us.
QPR.
Yeah, of course you did. Yes, and will that help you, the players? As you say, they're a different side this year, I think, aren't they? Is it fair to say, from the one that they beat last year?
Yeah, I mean, they nearly won the league last year, like I said, without even having a striker on board. So to have Costa and then Fabregas, I think they've really improved the squad, and it's so much more difficult for everyone, not just us, everyone to sort of get a result against them.
Good luck, enjoy. Thanks,
Neil. There's just one question. There's a great quote from you when you were manager of Sheffield United. That you turned the TV off one night and watched a nature programme with your kids because you were watching Chelsea beat Blackburn and they frightened you to death.
Correct.
How does this Chelsea team compare with that one?
Very similar. I think when you look at them, they're tremendous, aren't they? So, but you haven't got to, like I say, don't watch too much of them because it would frighten you to death.